One of the most interesting categories in the kitchen is the multi-cooker category. These devices that could do 10 or 12 things have scales, precision heating, and digital recipe control. And there's no doubt the leader in that category is Thermomix. For those of you in the U.S., chances are you haven't seen a Thermomix because they've mainly been available in Europe. But that's about to change. The company's been trialing the Thermomix in California for over a year. They're expanding to New York with plans to expand across the whole U.S. I've been watching Thermomix closely for a while now, so I'm excited to see what happens, particularly because they have an interesting sales model, which is a direct-to-consumer model, where they have enthusiastic Thermomix salespeople show up at your house and demo the product. I caught up at CES with Stefan Hilgers, the product manager behind the Thermomix, and Kai Scheffner, who heads up Thermomix in U.S. and Mexico. In this podcast, we talk a little bit about how things are going and their plans for the U.S. market. This is one of a few podcast recordings I'll be bringing you over the next few weeks that I got at CES. So stay tuned. As always, check in with thespoon.tech to get the latest on Thermomix and other future of cooking companies. All right, let's talk to Kai and Stefan. Welcome to the Smart Kitchen Show. I'm your host, Michael Wolf, and I put this podcast together to explore the future of cooking technology in the kitchen. Once a year, we get together in Seattle to meet, to bring the industry together, and talk about how we move forward. But during the year, we also bring guests on the show to explore this future through conversations. And now, we're also doing it online every day at The Spoon, our new editorial site covering the future of cooking technology in the kitchen at thespoon.tech. Check that out. You can find more podcasts there, as well as transcripts of many of the conversations we've had on this show. If you're interested in our events, go to smartkitchensummit.com, where you can also subscribe to our newsletters. All right, on to the show. Hey, I'm here at CES in the Venetian in some loud food court doing an interview with the Thermomix team who is here. I'm really excited to talk to you guys. And I have with me Stefan. Stefan, tell us your last name and what you do for Thermomix.
I'm Stefan Hilgers from Germany, and I'm very proud to be here after 25 years to come back to Las Vegas and bring the Thermomix with us. And I'm the product manager of it.
You're the product manager. You drive hardware and software for the Thermomix, and you worked on this one. We're sitting right in front of a Thermomix TM5, by the way, and you worked on this for 6 or 7 years?
Only 7 years. You know, it took us only 7 years to make the next generation possible.
That's great. And I also have Kai next to me. Kai, you are the president of Thermomix USA and Mexico.
That's right. My name is Kai Scheffner. I'm responsible here in the U.S. for building the business.
Well, I have the brain trust here, so I'm really excited to talk about it, because I think 2017 is going to be a big year for Thermomix, having talked to you guys a little bit about your plans. The Thermomix is available pretty much across Europe, but really not in the U.S. yet. But that's going to change in 2017, right, Kai?
Yeah, we actually had the test market starting already in 2015. So we sold now 2016, the first 2,500. But next year, we really go now in the expansion. Right now, we are in California, mainly in L.A., and in San Francisco, and we expand now next year to New York, and will be then also available via internet and virtual demos.
So you've been doing test markets, and the way you guys sell the product, as many people know, is usually a direct model, and that's going to also continue in the U.S.
Yes, that is. I mean, the really best way to learn about this product is experiences like with you. So you have to see it. You wouldn't believe it. But if you're doing it yourself, you can test it yourself. You see cooking. You can ask all your questions with your friends and colleagues around. Then you're really convinced. That's why, you know, when we have shown the product, nearly no one is giving the product back. You're just loving so much. And you could test it.
And in Europe, this product has been very successful. I think it launched in 2014, and you guys have sold about 3 million or so Thermomixes of the TM5 generation. So are you guys talk a little bit, Stefan, about making this product ready and available for a worldwide rollout, because it is quite an engineering feat to go into the U.S., go into Asia. You have to make some changes and adapt to the different regions.
Yes, exactly. First of all, if we go to the U.S., we have to bring into mind that we have to give it to certain certifications, which are very important for the US, but also we changed for the weight scale, we changed to ounces, and also we appreciated that we go to Fahrenheit and so on. So we have to do here some changes, and also the recipe are adapted to the cultural needs of the specific country.
Another exciting part about this year for you guys is the launch of the Cook Key, which is your connected platform that allows... We were talking about this a little bit before. You could probably do a much better job describing it. It's a connected platform for recipes, but you describe what the Cook Key is.
Yeah. So the Thermomix is the hardware you can cook with. The Cook Key is connecting the digital ecosystem in the cloud with the Thermomix. So by connecting both parts with each other, it's a seamless fusion of hardware and software.
And so if I want to, say, get a kind of browse recipes, I have a certain taste I want, I don't necessarily have to just go with what's on a little chip that I get with my Thermomix. I can now go online, search through an app, and then download those to my Cook Key?
Yeah. The point is that you cook once or twice a day, maximum. But you want to cook what you like, what is specific for you. And out of the variety of 8,000 recipes, you don't want to cook them all, because that would take you about 10 years if you cook once a day. So you choose what you like, and that is what we want to offer, and that is our treasure, because we give the recipes to the customer they like in their country, in their region, with their specific needs.
Talk a little bit about this development of the TM5, because you guys... You work 6 or 7 years to develop it. That's a long time. But you guys, you do it right, because you're selling this very well in Europe. So talk a little bit about the process, what it involved.
Yeah. So there was a time, 1998, we were developing Cook Mixer. Nobody in the world was interested of that. And you even had to explain what a Cook Mixer is and why you should cook with a Cook Mixer. And we had the time to develop it to the needs of the customer. And we launched in 2004 our fourth generation. Then we took the time, because the machine was really going well, to develop it even better, to make more functions available into the Thermomix and easier to use. And it took some time, because we have a one product. And if we fail with the next generation, we fail with the whole company. And therefore we took our time, and we are now digital, and now it's also easier to develop further models in a faster time.
And the thing about digital is the product improves over time, right? So you have this out in the field, and now I can add functionality like the Cook Key. So that's the exciting part about having a connected product, which I would imagine, as the guy who runs product management, that's exciting for you.
For me, that is totally exciting, because the first time you can have a product which is bought in 2014, you make a software update, you connect with the Cook Key, and you have the full access as you would buy it now in 2016. So I think we learned a lot from all the smartphone companies, where we are very proud that we all have an Apple iPhone, by the way. And so we learn really from the best, and we compare each other, and we try to do the same with the Thermomix.
We talked a little bit about the growth over time of the Thermomix community. Kai, you say in 2017 you guys are going to work on that, maybe allow them to kind of have a little bit of kind of input into what maybe – you could probably better describe how the community will grow over time, what features you'll add. Can you talk about that?
Sure. I mean, what we really offer is, I think, the simplest, smartest way to cook. And what you see in the U.S., all the trends, and that's why we also started in California, everyone likes to cook healthy. Fitness is very important. You know, what people are like to eat is very important to them, that they can choose and know what they eat. All these kind of trends is now offered. And as Stefan described it, just with a fingertip, you choose your recipe, you download it and cook it. And pretty soon we even can deliver the ingredients to your home. I mean, this is chef-like cooking. And step-by-step cooking done in the easiest way. And I think that we not only can convince the Californians or the New York people in the East. So we will also establish now a system where you can buy from wherever, and we will connect to you virtually and show you what this product can do.
Talk about the U.S. market versus Europe. You know, you were in Europe, and this is a different market. So talk about what you've been observing, what you've learned from the early trials in California, how it differs, and how you think the Thermomix will be accepted.
Honestly, not so much. It's just that the U.S. is a melting pot of cultures. So for people to sell, speaking different languages, knowing all the needs in different cooking cultures, you have Spanish, Mexican people here. You know, you have traditional people here. You have Asian people here. So you have to understand an awful lot about food to give all those answers. Only in one session where we have, so when we have the demo. But in general, I wouldn't say there's a huge difference. Except that the cooking knowledge as such in Europe is more ingrained in the culture than it is in the U.S. So many people, you know, didn't cook for a long time, but they are ready now to cook again, and we hope we can fill that spot.
And you guys use a go-to-market strategy using a direct sales model, which is something you guys are going to stick with in the U.S., and that's been working so far. Talk about that.
Yeah. I mean, the most important thing is that customers understand how to cook with our product. And that's why we would like to show it you. People have reasons why they buy the product, and we would like to show how to use them, that, you know, you have this return on investment. Right now, the best way of doing it is, say, offline in your kitchen and showing it to you, that you can imagine it. But we're also doing it digital via virtual demos where we can do that. So I think we're also prepared for the future by using virtual means.
So my son and my daughter... my daughter in particular loves the Thermomix. She's experimented with it. You guys have let your family use the Thermomix, and they've taken to it in different ways. Stefan, talk a little bit about, you know, how I think your wife is like a huge evangelist for the Thermomix now.
Yeah, so we were developing it for a long time, and she was cooking with that for a long time. But then suddenly my children got older, and they said, Mommy has to do something else than only taking care of us. And she started to demonstrate Thermomix. And she's not a salesperson. She's a rather shy, introverted person. And she demonstrated, and people had fun to buy it, to use it, and gave later the feedback that it changed somehow their cooking habits. And that made her smile, and she's really doing it more and more while having always the fun to meet other people, to demonstrate the appliance and find out how Thermomix can change really the habits of the people and make it possible that if you have something to eat, you can cook it on your own.
So we're here at CES. We're at the show really starts tomorrow. Looking at the food tech and the tech trends that we're seeing, particularly around food and cooking, anything that excites you that you've seen? We talked a little bit about voice interfaces, which I'm not sure you're excited about yet. You have to do it right. Or talk about some of the technology trends you're excited about you're seeing here.
Yeah, so I think what is very important that we are with the Thermomix not anymore alone in the kitchen, that we have to connect our Thermomix with other devices, and we want to look for other devices who are as smart as we are, because we have to be connected to the best. The second one is we made it much more easier to communicate with the Thermomix with a touch display. And I think there are other ways to make it even more easier to stop the machine, to come in between while you are cooking to different ideas, and that the Thermomix is reacting in a way that it's like a friend in the kitchen.
Kai, anything that you're seeing here or you're excited about for at CES for food and tech?
Yeah, I mean, you see a lot of technology coming, and I think the miracle, the good thing is, what we like to get, when you connect certain things, what is giving the customer the highest value? So there's a lot of options, but some are more appreciated than others, and I think that's what we are on the look for, just to find the best corporations for this market that you can, on fingertips, doing things which are very easy and you want without worrying. And I think that's really the hard part.
Hey, well, guys, thanks for spending time with me at CES 2017. Thermomix, you guys have a good rest of the show.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Mike. We'll see you at the next Smart Kitchen Summit.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
The Smart Kitchen Show is brought to you by Next Market Insights, the Smart Kitchen Summit, our podcast network, technology.fm, as well as The Spoon, the new editorial site focused on the future of food cooking and the kitchen. All the music for today's show is created by Paul Tyan, T-Y-A-N. Check him out on SoundCloud. You can now find The Smart Kitchen Show at The Spoon. Just go to thespoon.tech and look for podcasts. I'm your host, Michael Wolf. You can find me on Twitter @MichaelWolf. Feel free to follow me, ask me a question, or say hi. That's it for now. We'll talk to you later.